Hello, everyone. I am Gina Brown. I hope you all are having a great day. I want to talk to you for just a few minutes from a subject of faith. Faith is the ability to stand on the Word of God when there's no logical evidence that this impossible situation would turn itself around. Logical evidence. Logical. It is to rationalize well-thought, well-organized, a systematic, orderly fashion of thinking and doing. And your evidence is your confirmation. It is to reveal or release something. It is your proof. Amen? We all know that our life's journey is not based upon nor conformed to our intellect nor our education. If your thinking is wrong, if your belief is staggering, then your faith is being challenged and your Christian journey is in jeopardy. You know, you do not want to rationalize, systematically put in order what you are by faith seeking from God. The Bible says to us in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and to lean not onto your own understanding. I want you to go with me, if you have your Bibles with you, to Hebrews 11:1. That's our first scripture. And let's talk about what the Bible says about faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith. First, I want you to know that faith is always present tense. It is in the now. When you pray, when you are seeking God for a blessing, you receive it now. When God says to you, I will, your response should be, it is. Faith always sees the thing done, amen? It's already done. Why? Because the receiving is not in the asking. It's in the believing part. And watch this. Mark 11:23. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Now, this, of course, was an illustration. And the Lord's illustration was a bit extreme, but it was so that all excuses which would limit the faith principle would be dismissed. What could be more difficult than a mountain being cast into the sea? The Lord worded it so to let the believer know that all things are possible to them that believe. The Lord said in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believe. Amen. Therefore, you receive what you are asking from God when you believe that you have it. Amen. Let's break down faith just a little bit more. Now, faith is the substance. Here we see where faith is doing something. Faith is providing. Amen. Now, faith is the substance. So we have faith providing the substance or the assurance. While faith provides the substance or the assurance, then the substance itself must stand as a foundation for things hoped for and for the evidence of things not seen. Okay, let me make that a little bit plainer. So now, through this ever-present faith, you have the substance or the assurance by faith of two things. Of things hoped for and of things not seen. Where does this assurance, this confidence come from? We know that it's centered around the faith, amen? What else do we need to look at concerning the faith principle? Okay, here it is. It's in the evidence. The evidence is your confirmation, your verification. It is to reveal something, amen? to show to it is your proof. It has been confirmed through scripture that God is faithful and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is able to do what he says he's going to do. You don't need to see what God sees. He has shown you through demonstration and through his power that he is a mighty God, and he has left us evidence, proof that he will do just what he said. Amen. Let me show you some proof. Hebrews 12 and 2 says, for by the elders obtained a good report. They had a testimony. They all had different circumstances, different personalities, and they all had one thing in common, faith. Amen. And by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, yet moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his family, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went, not knowing where he went. You all remember that in the Bible. He didn't have a clue of where he went. The Lord God said to Abraham to come out of your father's house, out of your country, everything that he was familiar with. And he obeyed God without question. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and washed them, leaning upon the top of his staff in verse 21. By faith, the wall of Jericho fell down after they compassed about it 7 days. Amen. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with those that believed not when she received the spies with peace. There are many heroes of faith that believed God. The Bible is filled with evidence. Amen. So, do you see where saying, I have faith, simply saying, I have faith is not enough? After you believe, then as you go along your Christian journey, there comes a time when you just know, amen. The elders in the Bible history responded to God without question because they knew God personally and they believed him and trusted him. And they came to know through their experiences. I tell people all the time, do not despise your valley experiences. Wherever you are, it just may be where God will have you right now. Why? It's there that God reveals more of himself to you. You cannot know God until you've suffered. Amen? You cannot know him until you are put in a position to have to call on him. Amen, amen, amen. And that is because it's hard to get your attention in until you're going through something. Amen? Many times we won't call on God unless we need him to get us up out of a situation. Somebody said to me, I know God as a healer. And I was thinking, yeah, but you had to become sick first. Amen. Listen, you don't have to experience everything. That is the reason God left all of this evidence through the scripture. Those chosen vessels and our Lord Jesus Christ went through so that we won't have to. Just take him at his word, amen? And if you are not walking this Christian journey by faith, then you are depending on that logical evidence we were talking about that concerns your five senses, amen? Now, let us read Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the proof of things not seen. Amen.